Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the CollegeToPro.com NFL Draft Blast, the audio alternative for fans and NFL personnel to know NFL draft prospects. Join host Bo Marchante as he brings the next generation of tomorrow's NFL stars to you today. No more than the name.
Welcome back to another edition of the C2P. I'm your show host, Bo Marchante. As always, we appreciate you stopping by and joining us. Apple Music, Stitcher, Spotify, anywhere where you listen to your podcast, you can find these free and available as we bring you the next collection of tomorrow's NFL stars. We have a fantastic young man on the program this evening. He plays his college football or played his collegiate ball. It's Slippery Rock. He was a PSAC standout, a consensus All-American, named the several D2 All-American teams. He was also down at the College Gridiron Showcase down in Fort Worth, showcasing his skills in front of NFL scouts. But with that said, it's none other than the standout, Kyle Sheets, here on the C2P. Kyle, welcome to the program. You've had a fabulous career, but with that said, how's this afternoon treating you?
That's good, and I'm excited to be here. I'm excited to chat with you and get to know each other and talk about what's next.
I'm excited that you took some time. We know you're very busy. You got a lot going on. You're training, and you know it's an exhausting day nonetheless. But for you to take some time, we appreciate it. I always like to rewind the show going back to Pop Warner, Pee Wee. Were you the bigger, better athlete from the get-go? Was football your favorite sport, or did it take time for both of those things to kind of emerge?
Yeah, I would say I was probably the bigger and, I don't know, better athlete at that point, but I was definitely bigger than most people. And I know my dad was my coach, and we had got some complaints because I was a little bit bigger than everybody and stuff like that. But, yeah, I mean, it was always football. There was a short span going into middle school where I thought it was going to be basketball, but I mean, the game, my dad introduced me to it when I was young, and he put me in it, and thankfully he did because, I mean, this is what I love to do. I'm excited to be in the position I am. I'm super blessed to be where I'm at, and that's thanks to my parents and teammates and everyone that's gotten me here.
Yeah, well, I mean, growing up in PA, I think you just have to be a football guy. Is that fair enough?
Yeah, that's pretty fair to say.
Yeah, I mean, you know, it's almost woven and born into your DNA when you come out at birth that you're going to be a football player. And I should tell the folks out there, our guest, Kyle Sheets, I mean, what are you, 6'5", 6'4", 220-something? So I mentioned his size because he's just not your average size receiver. This is a big target, and that's why there's so much excitement about him due to his abilities, his stats, the way he can play the game. And then you throw a guy out there with those measurables, you definitely have the, as they like to say, the look of an NFL pro. So what is the height weight right now?
The height is a little bit 6'3", maybe a little bit more. I always thought that I was 6'4", and so I went and got measured at the College Gridiron Showcase, and they were like, yeah, not yet. So so I'm about 6'3", maybe a little over, and 218 to 221. It's fluctuating a little bit between there, but that's about where I'd like to be.
Man, that's fantastic size. And I'm curious, a guy like you, how do you kind of get lost, I guess, in the shuffle coming out of high school? I mean, with that size, your ability, that usually there's some factor. And I say this as a compliment because you've risen above and beyond. I mean, you've had a fantastic career. So it just kind of seems like there was another level that you could have even played at.
Yeah. So it was kind of all over the place coming out of high school. I know I played receiver my sophomore year, but I was a quarterback my junior, senior, and freshman, middle school, all of that stuff. So I just naturally liked receiver, and that's what I attended camps as. And I know I had a preferred walk-on to Penn State and Ohio. I'm not sure if it would have been like more so tight end stuff or maybe even edge rushing. I know that was a topic. So, I mean, I had those opportunities, but Slippery Rock's top of the line Division II program. Like the competition we played is very well, and the program, just the values and how it's ran, is it's top tier. It's you can compete with D1 level with just how it's ran.
Yeah, and if you guys aren't familiar with Sean Lux, their head coach, and the way Slippery Rock plays football, I mean, they are a high-powered mega offense. I mean, they put up points. I mean, if they put up 40, they're probably calling – you guys are probably miserable if you have a 40-point week. Other schools would be going cartwheels. I mean, I've been fortunate enough. And as we talk, my daughter goes to the school, so, I usually see at least one Slippery Rock game every particular season, and it's a team I follow closely. So you're down at the College Gridiron Showcase. You've had all the accolades. You're here. You're training at Grossetti's Performance in Newcastle as you get ready for your pro day at Temple on the 25th of March. But with that said, Kyle, I always like to ask this question. We throw you in the film room with these NFL scouts. They're breaking down your tape. What do you think they're going to love about you when they watch you play the game?
Well, I think they're going to see someone that loves his teammates. I think it's someone that plays more for just myself and accolades. I mean, those are things that come, but that's not something that, you know, that I'm focused on throughout the year or anything like that. I mean, there's always goals set, but those are things you reach towards the end. So you'll see someone that loves his teammates, and that's doing the smaller things as well, whether that's blocking and playing on special teams and things like that. And that's just for the love of the game, really. Not always having the ball and not always being that guy is perfectly fine. Like, I like to do the dirtier work and block and help my guys succeed. And then I would also say when it comes to being the receiver, for my size, I move pretty well. And, like, my strides, when I open up, it doesn't look as fast, but I'm moving a lot quicker than it seems. And, my hands are very reliable. I've been working on getting out of breaks. That's been my biggest thing throughout this process. But, I mean, all around, I'm just someone that plays for his teammates and those who've gotten me to where I'm at. And I mean, I couldn't be more excited to be in the position I'm in.
And, hey, I mean, you mentioned that right at the top of the program. You credited everybody to help you get here, and once again, you do it. So you are genuine in that state, and you're just not saying it. That's twice that you mentioned the importance of kind of helping others and those others helping you, and you're appreciative of it. How about this one? This is your show. I don't really know at this point if there's not much teams do not know about you. Again, you were down to CGS, so you got to talk to teams. But anything that teams need to know about you, Kyle, you could have been great in the community, maybe a team captain, a weight room warrior, you're a film junkie. Maybe some of the offensive things at Slippery Rock didn't allow you to showcase certain things. I don't know what that could be because your guys are such a prolific offense. But nonetheless, anything to add that can kind of help you fall in their good graces when we look at you at draft time?
I think the biggest thing is outside the receiver position. Like, I fully expect my role to be made through special teams, and that's something I'm excited about. I know some people will look at that and not want to get on teams and do those types of things, but that's something that I have no problem doing, and I'm excited to be in that position. Silver Rock's offense, I mean, we did a lot, so there wasn't a whole lot I didn't do. I mean, I went across the middle. I had ran shallows. I had ran a lot of, like, in-and-out breakers. But I would say a lot of my catches were downfield, so I'm a legitimate deep threat in that aspect. But, yeah, I mean, other than just I don't care how, like, I get to that position and the next level. It's just something I've always dreamed of. And being on special teams, just being a guy that can help improve the team in any aspect. I just want them to know that I'm super, super grateful, and I'll just do whatever I can to get my foot in the door and get an opportunity.
Well said. Well said, Kyle. I like what you kind of brought for that particular question. Very well done. Do you get comparisons to anybody at the next level? I mean, your coaches might say, hey, teammates, friends, family said, hey, you know, we're watching the Monday night game and, you know, so-and-so reminds us of you. Did you get any of that?
I've gotten it sometimes. My receiver coach had told me that I kind of play like Mike Williams. just in the route tree he has and the way that his body moves. Like, I've kind of been watching more of his stuff, especially since, you know, he's a free agent. Pittsburgh's talking to him. Hopefully he goes there. But no, I've been watching a lot of him. But another one is one that guys probably don't know as much is Finneran. He played in, like, the 2000s. My agent had actually showed me and the comparisons. Like, this guy
Brian
plays a
Finneran?
Lot like me, too. And yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Yep.
That's
kind of I love it. One, I love your agent showing you film of Brian Finneran, and then now you know about Brian Finneran. And I tell you one thing. Never in my – if you told me one NFL guy that we would talk about or would come out of my mouth or somebody I spoke to today would be fine with Brian Finneran. I would love that. And I love that comparison. The great stuff. Really, it really is. I enjoy that type of stuff. Listen, now we've been talking X's and O's the entire program, but for those fans who just are a fan of Kyle Sheets and they want to get to know you a little better, do you have any interests, other passions, other hobbies out there besides the game of football?
Yeah, I definitely do. I mean, I would say football is, like, absolutely the biggest one in any way, just playing the game, training, even Madden, just small things like how front offices are ran and free agency. Like, right now I'm having a blast trying to keep up with what's going on and who's going where. But outside of football, I mean, I have a dog. I have my black lab. I've had him in college with me the whole time I've been there. I mean, I do everything with him. Trained him how to hunt ducks and birds and stuff like that. So, yeah, I mean, that's my son as of right now. I mean, I'm got a little bit until I have a real one, but that's my man right there. I mean, I'll go out to the backyard and I don't know how, but I taught him how to retrieve golf balls. Like, I can just go out there and practice my chipping game and he'll bring it back to me and we'll be out there for an hour. So, I mean, other than football, I mean, I love my dog.
That's a nice luxury to have right there, being able to kind of swing some balls and having your bud bring them back to you. It might be a little slobbery, but nonetheless, it saves you a lot of wear and tear on those legs that you have. Listen, Kyle, you've been an absolute pleasure to have on. I know you've made Slippery Rock proud. And like I said, you kind of carry on that tradition of Henry Linton and Jeremy Wynn and all those guys that have kind of come through, and you're kind of another legacy to that. But before we let you go, we always call it three and out. There are a few lighthearted off-the-wall questions. You ready to take a shot at some of those?
Yep, let's get after it.
All right. Now, it could be anybody on the Slippery Rock coaching staff. It doesn't have to be Coach Lutz. It could be anybody, or it could be Coach. But with that said, who has the biggest pet peeve during practice? If you, your teammates, anybody gets caught doing this during practice, you might likely catch some hell.
Something that I do or something that they do?
Anybody on the team. If this coach sees anybody doing it, you're going to pay for it.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Anytime that we would take a knee within, like, team periods or anything like that, it wasn't more so the coaches, but the defense would not let that happen. Anytime someone on the offense took a knee, we heard it from across the field and they were screaming at us. So we adapted to that pretty quick because nobody wanted to get yelled at. And then, you know, no one wanted an extra shot during team period. So that was the biggest one.
I love it. I love it. We've never had that response. I love it. That's why we ask the question, because we always get something different. That's excellent. How about this one? Wow, you're training down at Terry Corsetti's place, Corsetti's performance. But tomorrow or whenever the next day you arrive at the facility to put your workout in, you get to become the trainer, Kyle. You get to work either Kyle or Terry out or whoever else is on staff. You get to put them through some hell. You get to make them sweat. So who are you going to pick and what are you going to make them do?
Oh, I'm making Terry do the 100 rep challenge that we do every week. I'm making him do the reverse lunges. I'm sure he does it, but I'm sure everybody there would like to see him do 100 reps. He's done it while we're there, but yeah, I love Terry to death. He's hilarious, but I'd make him do 100 reps.
Yeah. Excellent. Yeah, Terry is fantastic. And you know, the great thing about him, Kyle, is he I think he likes being challenged. Like, he would accept it. He would want to do it.
Oh, yeah. He absolutely would. Yeah. And he'd be playing Rocky music right in the background, too.
I can see it. I can see it happening. And then the final one for you, Kyle, is we build towards the draft, April 25th, 26th, 27th, Detroit. I assume you're going to be with family and friends, your dog, waiting to hear your name come off the board to find out where you're going to sign afterwards. But with that said, who's the best cook in your family, and what would you like that person to have specifically made if Kyle Sheets makes his next football journey?
Ooh, the best cook is probably – I would have to give it to my dad. He cooked for all our tailgates. He does really well, but, oh man, I've been on this diet Grassetti put me on, so I don't know. I might have to eat maybe a couple chicken wings if he can cook those up for me. But if not, I'll have to stick to my chicken and rice that he's pretty good at making.
Awesome. Well, your dad is now on the clock for wings, and Kyle, you are on the clock for the 2024 NFL Draft. Man, hey, pleasure meeting you down at Terry's Place. A pleasure having her on the program, and really best of you moving forward. And, hey, the 25th, when you wake up, rise and shine and dominate that Temple Pro Day, my friend.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
No problem at all. Once again, that is Kyle Sheets, the Sands Out Consensus All-American at Slippery Rock, kind enough to join us here on the C2P.
This has been a C2P exclusive.